This is Radio Army,
the voice of the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Ethiopia and Eritrea.
Tune in to hear news on the peacekeeping process, HIV/AIDS, mine action, and Army's humanitarian work and more.
Tune in to 21,460 kilohertz from 9 to 10 GMT hours every Sundays and Tuesdays from 10:30 to 11:30 GMT at 21,550 kilohertz.
We also heard on Radio Eritrea every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and by visiting Omni's radio program on the website omnionline.org.
This is the radio program from the United Nations Mission in Ethiopia and Eritrea, ANMI. Welcome. In the program today, United Nations military observers serving with ANMI share experiences and challenges they face in their daily work. ANMI staff participate in the Women's Confidence Run in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and we'll also have our weekly demining update. I am Stella Vuzo, and this peace quote from Samuel Yared, who works with ANMI's headquarters in Addis Ababa, sets the tone for the program today.
Peace is everything for me. I can't quantify the value of peace in money. You can only achieve your planned targets when there is peace. You can only work in peace. The existence of peace is necessary for students, workers, farmers, and soldiers. The necessity of peace is not only for humankind, let alone human beings. The life of animals is also disturbed by war and absence of peace.
ANMI has an authorized strength of 230 military observers who come from at least 15 different countries. United Nations military observers, commonly referred to as MILOBS, have varied backgrounds from the military in their respective countries. They normally serve in the mission area for a period of not more than 1 year. I recently went to the field to visit various team sites in Sub-Sector East and Sector West. During this trip, I talked to military observers deployed in the areas. In general, they talked about life in the field, their work, and their relationship with the host communities in their areas of responsibility.
I am Major Ajmal Khan from Pakistan. I have been posted here in the United Nations as ANMO, and for the last 2 months, I'm here in Team Site Bure. This is a wonderful place, as you have seen. It's a remote area, it's border town of Ethiopia, but you must have seen that people here are very good. They live a very simple life here, and they're very cooperative.
So how would you describe your ordinary day from morning as a peacekeeper here in Team Site Bure?
We have been tasked here to observe as military observers. So in the morning we have some patrols, we go to our area of responsibility, whether it is EDF or EAF, we go to them, we interact with them, we observe if there is any violation of the agreement between the two countries, we report.
Have these two sides, or these two parties, been cooperative towards you as ANMI peacekeepers here on the ground?
We have been very lucky here in Sector East. The situation is relatively calm. They normally, EF and EDF, they respect us, and so do we. We also respect them, and there has been no such incident till now in last 2 months of my tenure here. They are very, very cooperative, very good with us.
And in terms of, for example, the services which you offer the local community, could you describe them?
Yeah, we provide the medical facility. When I came here a few days before that, we had organized a medical camp here. It was a huge medical camp, and a lot of people, they came on that camp, and they were treated by the doctor. Necessary medicine were given in abundance. Even food was distributed that day, just have a goodwill gesture. The second is the drinking water here. This town is suffering as far as provision of water is concerned. Water comes from 25 kilometers away. So then sometimes we provide on case-to-case basis.
And do you get to communicate with your family back home?
Oh yes, we can communicate through the telephone. We call normally in the evenings. Sometimes we call, sometimes they call us from our families, and sometimes we interact with them through internet.
Still in Bure, I caught up with Major Isaac Ampofu from Ghana, who spoke about the challenges MILOPS face on the ground.
Honestly, the roads to where the soldiers are deployed is very challenging. It's a very rocky terrain. There are no good roads. The second one is about the culture that we find ourselves in. The third, the multinational setup. We meet a lot of nationals. For instance, in Bure here, we are about 8 coming from different backgrounds, different training. These are some of the challenges that we face. Of course, the absence of our family from here, the accommodation that we live in, the water. Fortunately, UN supplies us with water. But as a keeper, I'm trying to cope.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell the people who are listening to you now?
Yes, my message is simple. Let us love one another. Let us, you know, ensure and then live peacefully in the world.
In Barentu, Sector West in Eritrea, I met Major Lawrence Mabija, a military observer from South Africa. He outlines his duties at the Sector West headquarters.
I'm working as a sector military information officer. My duties involve all the military information about the sector. That includes the locations of the forces, updating of the map, general situation, all the aspects concerning military information.
So is there peace now that Anni is here in Sector West?
Yeah, I believe so, because in what I've experienced, is the situation is calm. I have never experienced anything sort of friction among the forces.
What have you learned from Eritrea after coming to this country from South Africa?
Working together, different nationalities.
What experience are you going away with?
Basically the language. Everybody comes from different countries, speaking their own language. When we're here, in the mission, we have to come to an understanding of using common language, that is English. Different accents, but we do understand each other. But it's a bit of a challenge because you have to be very patient when it comes to different nationalities.
Major Mabija has since been redeployed to Adikwala team site in Sector Center. After the short break, another military observer serving with the mission for the second time tells us his story.
Army peacekeepers, the eyes and ears of peacekeeping, play an important role in ensuring the cessation of hostilities.
Lieutenant Colonel Bahram Salihi hails from Iran. I spoke to him at the Sector West headquarters, where he was Senior Sector UN Military Observer. He has since returned to Iran after completing his tour of duty. As mentioned earlier, this is the second time he has served with the mission.
I was here 2002 and 2003. I was in team site Tocumbia and also Shilalo and Sanafe team site. And I'm the first UNMO after revolution in Iran who is coming to the United Nations mission. And they post me again from 2005, 2006.
So what has been your experience? What do you say you have learned by being here in Eritrea first in 2003 and again in 2006?
My first view, I thought this is bad fighting. I have to take care about myself, but I found this area is very peaceful and nothing special happened. And I'm sorry for the delay of the process of this peace process, because it's supposed to be 2 years, 3 years, no more. And I think the both countries can solve this problem. It somehow depends to their country, somehow depends to the United Nations. For me to come again for third one, I hope I will come back as a tourist. I can have a permission to see Massawa again and with our friend in Asmara in Barento.
For you yourself as an individual, do you think you have made a significant contribution which can improve the lives of the people whom you serve?
In Sanafe team side, in a school, it was peacekeeping days. We contribute some bags, notebook, pencil or something for the people, but it was our capability. And also I saw the one building which is for mosque. I know this is nothing, but it is giving me the good feeling.
So what is your message to the people of Eritrea and Ethiopia who are listening to you today?
I love both of these countries, and I hope as soon as possible the peace will be managed by both parties. And I hope one day I can come Asmara, I can travel to Addis very easy, and then from Addis again to Massawa, and we can enjoy with both of these two nice countries.
More on MILOBS in our future programs, where we will share the experiences of two military observers who have been in the mission at its beginning and now. Coming up next is our weekly update on demining activities in the mission area.
Demining.
The road clearance team continued the road clearance activities in Rama Area Sector Center in the southern adjacent area. The integrated demining capacity teams continued to work in the Agrimekel minefield in Serena Sector Center within the temporary security zone. The teams cleared 46.4 kilometers of road and an area of 108,883 square meters. The route verification team also deployed to Sector Center, where they verified an area of 61 kilometers during this deployment. The Mine Action Coordination Center's Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team, based in Serena, conducted an assessment of unexploded ordnances, or UXOs, and destroyed a total of six of them. The Explosive Ordnance Team, based in Eritrea, also carried out two bulk demolitions around Gebele area. The two mine risk education teams were deployed to Sector West, where Team 1 conducted mine risk education activities in Deresene in Sector West, and Team 2 carried out activities with the communities living in Hadish Adi, Maicheu, and Dikilefe in the Sector Center. A total of 192 people affected by mines and explosive remnants of war participated in the mine risk education activities.
The United Nations mission in Ethiopia and Eritrea is here to monitor the temporary security zone, TSZ, to assist in ensuring compliance with the agreement on cessation of hostilities, coordinate and provide technical assistance for humanitarian mine action activities in the temporal security zone and areas adjacent to it, and coordinate the mission's activities in the temporary security zone and areas adjacent to it with humanitarian and human rights activities of the United Nations and other organizations in those areas.
The people of Ethiopia and Eritrea are well known for their love of sport, especially athletics. The two countries have a proven track record of producing some of the world's top athletes like Kenenisa Bekele and Zeresene Kadese, to mention but a few. To follow in their footsteps, thousands of women recently gathered around Bole area Addis Ababa in Ethiopia to participate in a 5-kilometer women's confidence run. Michael Atsbeha from ANMI's Public Information Office in Addis Ababa brings us this report.
In the morning of Sunday, April 1, up to 8,000 women lined up at the Atlas Hotel in the capital for the start of Women's Confidence 5-kilometer run, the main mass participation race for women in Ethiopia. The Women First is an annual 5-kilometer race which brings together thousands of Ethiopians from different parts of the country to celebrate their achievements in fields as diverse as health, education, law, politics, business, charity and sports. The run also promotes issues pertinent to women, such as women's empowerment and confidence building. After a grueling 2 hours, 19-year-old crime prevention athlete Asala Fichimurge emerged as the winner of this year's run. Ashuk Asim and Magda Harun Bose from Prisons Police finished second and third, following Asala Fich by 5 and 10 seconds respectively. Cash prizes were also given to the top 10 athletes, and scholarships were also promised to 50 students from 10 top academic colleges in Addis Ababa. Staff members of ANMI participated in this worthy gesture as an act of solidarity with the women of Ethiopia. More on our sport corner next time with the great Al-Savan scheduled for 15th April.
That sports event brings us to the end of our program today. Annually, the world observes International Mine Awareness Day on the 4th of April. Next week, we'll feature highlights of this UN observance. Until then, it's goodbye from all involved in the production of this program. Thank you for listening to Radio ANMI's program.
Send us your reviews and comments to Stella Buzo on the radio program PO Box 5805, Asmara, Eritrea, or to Adani Kudina, PO Box 1357, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
You can also email us at buzo@un.org or gudina@un.org.